The sounds of Sondheim are filling a few East Coast theaters. A revival of Stephen Sondheim's musical Into the Woods just opened in New York. And starting next week, a 3.5-month Sondheim Festival begins at the Kennedy Center here in Washington. 7 musicals by the composer-lyricist, who for the past half century has advanced the form of American musical theater. At age 72, Sondheim has created an expansive and impressive body of work. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
The guy's a genius, that's all. 25 years old, his first Broadway show, he writes these lyrics to music by Leonard Bernstein.
Maria, I've just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me.
2 decades later, by now he's writing the words and the music, Sondheim does this in Sweeney Todd.
There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it, and its morals aren't worth what a pig could spit, and it goes by the name of London.
Stephen Sondheim writes songs that transport you.
More light. Color and light. There's only color and light.
Stephen Sondheim writes songs that make you weep.
Don't you know? What's out there in the world? Someone has to shield you from the world.
And there are Sondheim songs that make you laugh.
Bobby, baby, Bobby, Booby, Bobby, you could drive a person buggy. You could blow a person's fool, doo-doo. Like you make a person feel all huggy. Why you make her feel a fool, doo-doo.
Since 1957, he's written some 16 shows, won Tony Awards, the Pulitzer Prize, the Oscar. He's still writing, but Stephen Sondheim has had only one song that was really successful commercially.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns.
Why is that your only real hit?
I don't know. What makes hits? My generation, the songs stopped being popular hits in the theater. And, you know, when rock and pop took over in the 50s is when movie songs and theater songs quite quickly stopped being hit songs. A generation just 10 years younger than I was brought up on hits from singer-songwriters, not on hits from theater and movies.
That was wonderful timing for you, I think, because it freed you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, once you know you're not writing for the hit parade, you can write anything you want.
Songs for characters, a fading actress, a murderous barber, an obsessed French painter. Songs that are little dramas in themselves as they advance the show's plot. I'm a playwright who uses words and music, Sondheim says, and his first lessons came from a legendary lyricist. Oscar Hammerstein, his neighbor, became his mentor when Sondheim was just 16. The boy tried to imitate the Broadway giant who wrote about beautiful mornings and larks learning to pray. Sondheim showed his early lyrics to Hammerstein.
He said, "You don't believe in these things. You're just writing, you know, pretty images." He said, "Write what you feel. And if you're really honest, you'll be writing for everybody else." And boy, was that a lesson, man. It takes a lot of guts to write what you feel. And one of the reasons I write shows as opposed to just songs is because you get a layer of protection when you're writing for a character in a situation. You can say, "Oh, that's not me, that's the character." But it could be you, and it could be you as naked as you wish.
Thumb, thumb.
Sondheim characters have no simple feelings, so sing no simple songs. They feel, sing, ambiguity, anxiety, fear of commitment, longing for commitment, rage, revenge, wrenching passion. But the lyricist didn't get the chance to be that complex, that psychologically deep. Right away.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. And I pity any girl who isn't me tonight.
Some of the words he fit to Leonard Bernstein's music in his first show, West Side Story, still make Stephen Sondheim wince.
When you use lines like, "It's alarming how charming I feel," that just doesn't sound to me like a Puerto Rican girl whose brother is the head of a gang.
So when you go to see West Side Story...
Mm-hmm. It embarrasses me. Many of the lyrics in West Side Story are embarrassing. Leonard Bernstein's idea of poetic writing and my idea of poetic writing are different. And he liked purple prose. That was his idea of poetry, and it's not mine.
Actually, Sondheim rewrote the lyrics to I Feel Pretty, minus the charming alarming, but his collaborators didn't want to tinker. So Maria remains eternally alarmed. On his own, in the words and music for his 1970 show Company, Sondheim sounded very different, not to mention difficult to sing, notes of alarm.
Listen, everybody, look, I don't know what you're waiting for. A wedding, what's a wedding? It's a prehistoric ritual where everybody promises fidelity forever, which is maybe the most horrifying word I ever heard, which is followed by a honeymoon where suddenly he realized he saddled with a nut and wanted to give
you... The secret of that song is very simple. Sing it fast. It's written to be sung fast, and I was very careful to alternate vowels and consonants in such a way that they can trip off the tongue, as we say.
Thanks a bunch, but I'm not getting married. Go have lunch, because I'm not getting married. You've been grand, but I'm not getting married. Don't just stand there, I'm not getting married. Don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today.
From Company through Follies, A Little Night Music, Pacific Overtures, Sunday in the Park with George, Into the Woods, Stephen Sondheim has extended musical theater traditions carved out by Jerome Kern, Irving Berlin, the Gershwins, Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hart, and Hammerstein. He's moved musicals from Stop Everything While We Sing and Dance to near operatic creations, soaring with emotional songs that express everything.
No more riddles. No more jests. No more curses you can't undo, left by fathers you never knew. No more quests.
Sondheim says this one from Into the Woods always makes him cry.
Running away, go to it. Where did you have in mind? Have to take care, unless there's a where, you'll only be wandering blind. Just more questions, different kind.
There's a universal statement there. The desire to get out of trouble by hiding, by running away from it, and by not having to face all the awful things one has to face so often, and knowing that there's no place to go. That's what's upsetting. There is no place to go.
Where are we to go? Where are we ever to go?
For many of us, musical theater has been a place to go, to run away for a while, into a world made brilliant through creativity. And now, at the Kennedy Center, 7 shows by a man the New York Times calls the greatest artist in the American musical theater. Shows set to play through the summer. He's delighted, of course, but stickler that he is, Stephen Sondheim wants more time.
Well, it usually takes 2 or 3 performances just for the actors to feel confident enough that they're not going to fall into the orchestra pit. So I know that what's going to happen is around the 6th performance, I'm going to want to say, can't we just run this one more week? Because in another week, it's going to be perfect.
Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well.
Somebody I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
And put me through hell and give me support for being alive.